Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We have a number of announcements this morning, which is a good thing because I have to let the bell choir get back here. So I'm going to start with Amy and Judy. Amy and then Judy.
Good morning. I wanted to announce that on Saturday, March 16th, here at Fellowship Hall, we have a potluck and game night event. So what we're doing is having community members invited to bring a potluck dish of either an appetizer, dessert type of shareable meal. And then we're going to play games and bring different board games and different activities that we can share as a community event. So there is a sign up on the bulletin board. Again, that's the 16th, which is Saturday from 4 to 6.
It is important to note that families come in all shapes, sizes, and ages. So this is for everybody.
We have a Christian fellowship meeting on Valentine's Day.
Nope. We already had Valentine's Day.
Oh,
what is it? March, Judy, it's March.
Oh, March 13th.
Yeah.
I'm a month. We're going to hear from Nancy Condon, our own Nancy Condon, who did the paddle for water. She's written a book, which is excellent book about her adventure going 5,000 miles across on the Lewis and Clark rivers across the United States. It's pretty remarkable, and I hope you'll all attend and bring a friend. It's going to be a very good meeting. It's at 6 o'clock at night. We're going to start with some dessert and then Nancy's presentation.
For those of you who are concerned, by March 13th, the clocks will be moved ahead, and sunset will not take place until after 7 o'clock, so you can come out at night again. All right? You can come back out at night. So that will work. We have a couple of announcements. I'm going to try to move quickly. I have jury duty tomorrow. I'm going to go and do my civic duty. The last time I showed up for my civic duty, they put me on a jury that lasted for a trial that lasted for 1 week. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen again. But we have our luncheon tomorrow, and I need at least 3 people. I know that Mamie is coming. Somebody on Friday said they were coming, one of the people. But we need to have 3 people from First Congregational because I won't be there. So we need 3. So if you are coming, can you either see me or Mamie? All right? See me or Mamie. Our church is busy. That is a wonderful and great thing. There are tons of things happening. We will have Bible study on Thursday, which is jury duty permitting. We will read about and learn about, hopefully, Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah. Also on Thursday, that will be at 2:30, 2:45, because Thursday at 2 o'clock, there is a flag-raising ceremony at the Arbors, and Barry Plumley, who was a longtime member of this church, who still is a member, but worships over at the Arbors, he has done a great amount of work to make that happen, to have the flagpole in place. So hopefully some of us will go and support Barry, and that will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock over at the Arbors. And it's supposed to be nice out according to the long-range forecast. Of course, on Friday we have Lenten lunches. If you can help with the Lenten lunches, last week we sent out, probably 20 meals that were delivered. So we need some help early on. If you can do so, please see Cindy over here, Cindy LaPlante, or Carol Whalen over here. So we have one on each side of the church for you. Let's see. On Saturday evening, glory be to God, it's the annual corned beef dinner. And you must reserve your table. So if you're going to reserve your table, once again, see Cindy. Or just a seat. All right, how was that for a bad Irish brogue?
Did you like that?
There you go. And then on Sunday next week, besides the fact that we're going to change the clocks Saturday night before you go to bed, so that you're not messed up to come to church, all right? You'll be late for church if you don't move your clock ahead. And you'll miss the Greater Westville Choral Association concert, which will be at 3 o'clock. Thank you. It's good that I know since I'm in it. So it'll be at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So and tickets are available at the door, correct?
Correct. All right. At Second Congregational.
At Second Congregational Church at 3 o'clock. Whew. Any other announcements? All right, that being, we're good. Let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship as found in your worship guide. Into the house of God we are called to enter.
To worship and receive the gift of grace.
As we step towards the sacred space,
we acknowledge all that can distract or exploit.
God calls upon us to cleanse our homes of all that does not find its source in God's love.
Together we give ourselves worship and right relations with our neighbor. Let us worship God.
Please join me in our opening hymn number 362 in the Blue Hymn.
Taught us to call you our Father, who art in heaven.
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Rejoice, as we are forgiven. Let the clutter of our lives fall away and be replaced by the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I loved to play games. Do you like to play games? No? You don't like to play games? What do you do all day? Watch. How about, all right, let me rephrase the question. Do you like to play video games? Yeah, all right. The question will look a little different for us later. But maybe some adults like to play video games, too. Are there rules in video games? Yes. Are there things that you have to do before you can progress to the next level?
Yes.
Are there ways around that? No. What do you have to do? What do you have to do? Follow. You have to do what? You could use cheat notes. Yes, okay. You do that. You do that later on in life too, by the way. They're called cliff notes, but you didn't hear that from me. Anyway, what? So it's important to follow rules. And even in the time of Moses, they knew that. But now they didn't have video games, but they had rules for life and rules for living. And today, that's what you're going to learn about in church school. What were some of those rules? What were some of those ways to help us be in a loving relationship, not only with each other, but with God? So before you go off, please join me in prayer. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of young people, for the gift of people who work with our young people. Thank you for giving us ways in which to follow you and help our young people learn those this day. Amen. With that, off we go to church, school. Good luck. Let us turn our attention to hear God's word this day.
Our first reading is from the book of Exodus. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female slave, ox, donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading from the Psalm 147 as found in your worship guide. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork.
Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge.
There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
In the heavens he has set an end to the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom for his wedding night, and like a strong man runs his course with joy.
Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hidden from its heat.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reminding the soul.
The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the thickness of honeycomb.
Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
But who can detect one's own errors, clearing from hidden faults?
Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from John's gospel. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Have you ever opened a brand new board game or the game of the year or whatever is new that's new to your home? You have to read the rules in order to figure it out. Sometimes the rules are more daunting than the game itself. Now, think about playing the card game Uno. Have you ever played it with someone who didn't understand the concept of being, being the first person with no cards in his or her hands? It's a little crazy, isn't it? It's hard to explain. It can be a little difficult to figure out how to draw two and then determine if I get to play them during that round. So I'm sure that many families made up their own rules or had house rules. True? I see a lot of the heads nodding out there. Now, how many people here have played Yahtzee? So Nesbitt, almost a cult favorite in the Nesbitt household. One day, for better or worse, I taught my parents how to play blackout Yahtzee, which meant you fill out that whole score. Instead of going down the column, playing by column, you have to fill out the whole sheet before the game is over. So I explained this, that this strategy involves, you want to make sure you put things where, well, they took it to a whole new level. And they developed rules that only existed in our house for blackout Yahtzee. And it almost became too difficult to play with them by the time it was done. But we had a lot of fun doing it. It was complicated, but it was there. And we learned. And we learned to follow that particular set of rules as well. Now, if you were someone who had never heard of the Ten Commandments, not the movie, we're actually going to talk about that in a second, but the Ten Commandments from the book of Exodus, you might find those a little confusing as well. Why were these specific things in place at that specific time? When I wrote this, I was wondering, I think we may have talked about this before, but some things are worth repeating if we have. I get confused. Did I say to this church, that church? So anyway, scholars take the commandments apart. They tend to look at the commandments in sets. So we're going to take a look at the first three commandments. We can see how those three commandments deal with how we worship God. Now remember, these people were still struggling with the concept that there was one God. They lived among Egyptians who believed in numerous gods. So it was difficult for them to practice their faith, as they were constantly targets of criticism and ridicule. Even in the movie, The Ten Commandments, you have the character that is played by Edgar G. Robinson exclaim, "Where's your God now, Moses?" That's my bad imitation of Edgar G. Robinson. Oh, as an aside, I think it's the worst portrayal of how that could have happened. By the way, I'm a blasphemer. If you want a really good portrayal of Moses, please find TNT's Moses, please. It's much better. So, "I am the Lord your God. You shall have no strange gods before me," reminds the Israelites of their monotheistic practice. Mono is the prefix. Mono means, thank you, or single. Theo means God. God, okay? Theo means God. Hence, monotheistic, the belief in one God. With this in mind, the Israelites needed to remember that only one God existed. The second and third commandments reminded them of how to treat God and show respect for God's name, and when to officially worship. Once they had finished with the rules for worshiping God, they had to turn their attention to what to do with parents and the elderly. As we hear the words, "Honor your father and your mother," We think about children and the fact that, oh, we use that commandment to tell them to listen to their parents. Well, that's true. Well, we bring it down to where it needs to go. But the commandment was put into place to remind grown children to take care of their parents in their advanced years. Every family was responsible for taking care of their elderly. And people didn't always do that. Sometimes it was on purpose. Other times it was because they moved away. They took off and they went someplace else. There were no hospitals. There were no nursing homes. There weren't even poorhouses. People had to make sure that their elderly were cared for. The same went for widows, as they were often left to beg for what they needed until someone took pity on them or they found another husband. Then we come to the shall nots. Thou shall not kill. I'd like to put a different perspective or a different spin on the knots, and actually do what Jesus did when asked what was the greatest commandment. Jesus kept a positive spin on the commandments as he told them what to do instead of what not to do. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. What would the commandments look like if only we said what to do and what not to do? So, instead of "you shall not kill," it would say "you shall respect all living humans as being made in the image and likeness of God." If we treat every person like their God, are we going to want to kill them? No. And also, though, we really have to work on that in the positive way. To treat every person like their God, as they are made in the image and likeness of God. Much in the same way the book of Genesis tells us. You shall not commit adultery. How about love and be with the one to whom you are married? You shall not steal. Have only what belongs to you. If you need or want something else, you must work for it, or go back in their terms, or barter for it. You shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Be truthful about your neighbor at all times, especially in a court of law. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Of course, this now translates into wife, husband, spouse. We could rewrite that to say, love, honor, and appreciate your spouse. You shall not covet your neighbor's goods. Be happy with what you have. If you want something, work for it. Now, do these commandments work for us in 2024? Yeah, absolutely. We have to ensure that we only worship God instead of our possessions. We must take the time to worship God. Well, all of you here are doing that. Good. Thank you. But we must use God's name only for good. We must take care of our parents, our step-parents, and those who cannot care for themselves. We are called to honor our commitments to our spouses. We are called to speak the truth at all times. And we are reminded to keep lust at bay, be it for others or for the goods that others have. As we continue through this season of Lent, season of love, let us use these commandments to strengthen our response to the ultimate act of love given to us by God. The gift of unconditional love, whether or not we are perfect followers of these commandments, is there for us if only we choose to accept it. Let these be our guide. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are mindful of the joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. We pray for members and friends of our congregation. We also remember Israeli and Palestinian citizens caught in war. We pray in a special way this day for Armand, for Mark, Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Anne, Jeff, Dave, Dawn, Castle, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Lindsay, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Robert, Betty. We remember our friends in senior care facilities for Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, Barry, and Leslie. We celebrate with those who have birthdays this week in a very special way over those members who are over a certain age of 80. For Anne Mundy, who celebrated her birthday yesterday, and for Lois, who will celebrate on March 8th. And of course, we remember those prayer requests that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. Liberating God, in love you have set us free. Free from slavery to sin and self. Free to know and love you. Free to follow and serve you. We praise you for your faithful love toward us and for the many ways you have demonstrated that love to us. We see your love in the natural world around us, in the sky, in trees, in rivers. We see your love in the gift of your commandments, the rules for living that guide us into right relationship with you and with the people around us. And we see your love in Jesus Christ, who lived and died to bring us life. Because we have experienced your love, we come before you with confidence, bringing our needs and the needs of our world. We pray for those who live surrounded by violence, whether from war or political unrest, crime, or domestic abuse. We pray for those who have been victims of violent crime and for those whose loved ones have been injured or murdered. God, in your unfailing love, hear our prayer this day. We pray for those who find themselves involved in crime, whether by choice or through coercion. For those caught up into gangs or prostitution. For those who have turned to crime to pay for their addictions. For those who are imprisoned. We pray for our homes and families, for parents juggling the responsibilities of work and family, for husbands and wives whose marriages may be breaking down, for children chafing under parental authority or expectations, for men and women caught up in adultery or adulterous thoughts. God, in your unfailing love, hear our prayer. We pray for the many people in our world who do not yet know you and have not experienced the new life that comes from knowing Christ Jesus, who continue to search for purpose and meaning. Merciful God, give us strength and courage to keep your commandments, to live in faithful obedience to your will. Guard our hearts and minds from all that might distract us from living out our commitment to you. Help us to find your true worth in knowing you more fully and serving you more faithfully. In the name of Jesus Christ, our cornerstone, we ask all these things. Amen. The richness of God's love extends to all persons, and in response to God's abundance of compassion, we are invited into a spirit of generosity so that God's love may be known to the very ends of the earth. Let us give generously as our morning offering is now received.
Thank you.
world tells us to hoard what we own, O God, while you invite us to share what we have with those in need. Accept these gifts for your purposes, that we might be your servants in the world. Amen. You may be seated. Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, raises the poor, and fills our praise. All are welcome at the table of the Lord. Let all who seek, believe, or want to believe come to this table. May God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks to God Most High.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and correct, beautiful and holy, that we should in ceaseless joy give our thanks and praise to you, holy and merciful God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so, in grateful procession of endless praise, with the church that is, was, and shall be forever, we glorify you in song. God, you are holy indeed, and all creation rightly gives you praise. For all life, all holiness comes from you, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, by the working of the Holy Spirit. From age to age, you gather a people to yourself, so that from east to west, north to south, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, God, we bring you these gifts of bread and wine. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Holy Spirit. Let them become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As they celebrated one last Passover meal together, Jesus dispensed with the normal blessing, but took bread, broke it, gave it to those present, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Whenever you do it, do this in memory of me." And when the time came to share the cup, he took it, and instead of the regular blessing, he said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me. Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. Come, for all things are ready.
Thank you.
Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving is found in your worship guide. Faithful, generous, abiding God, we give you thanks for the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation. May the taste of this meal linger so that we will be strengthened in our Lenten journey. Give us the courage to hear what may seem harsh so that we can find a deeper relationship with you. To your glory, amen.
Amen.